Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions, powered by our friends at Riverland Roofing. I am Billy Embody. I am recording this Monday night, coming out Tuesday morning, but a difficult week. And for Ole Miss fans, as Ole Miss freshman defensive lineman Corey Adams was shot and killed in the Memphis area Saturday night. The investigation is ongoing, but we're not going to talk too much about that on the podcast, but do want to talk about an upcoming decision by NASCAR McCoy, one of the best defensive backs who's uncommitted in the country. And then we'll also recap the big news of Friday night, Craig Tutt announcing his commitment to the Rebels. We'll talk about that and what it means. And then we'll be joined by Mr. SEC, Tony Barnhart, who jumps on the show later to preview the 2025 SEC season as well. Talk about Ole Miss, Austin Simmons, and more. So we hope you enjoy this episode of Talk of Champions, and we'll get started right now.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss podcast powered by Riverland Roofing and featuring Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of Rebel Grove.
That's right. It is Talk of Champions, getting your Tuesday kicked off with a recruiting-focused podcast until we get to Tony Barnhart later in the show. But first, I do want to talk about Corey Adams. A huge loss for the Ole Miss community, for the New Orleans community, for the Edna Carr community, as he was gunned down Saturday night late in Cordova, Tennessee, just outside of Memphis, part of Memphis area, and was killed, you know, just as his Ole Miss story was beginning. This is a prospect that assembled offers from all over the country. He won a state championship at Edna Carr, one of the great programs in the state of Louisiana, and just lost so quickly and too early, and was, I don't know what they were doing, but five others or five total people were shot, and the rest of them drove themselves to local hospitals and were treated for non-critical injuries. And Corey Adams was pronounced dead at the scene. And it is an active homicide investigation going on. I looked up the latest, or tried to find the latest, as of Monday afternoon. And I know the Shelby County Sheriff's Department was holding a press conference at the time of this recording. And so if we pass anything, or if we hear of anything, we will pass it along. But this is a situation where, you know, it looked like there was a pool party, according to WREG in Memphis. The Shelby County Sheriff's Department responded to the scene at 10:14, and they are still looking for a suspect in the shooting. And this is, you know, just heartbreaking. And Ole Miss released a statement as well, saying they are devastated to learn that Corey Adams passed away last night. And, you know, this shook a lot of people. I mean, it shakes people like Randall Joyner, Pete Golding, you know, Lane Kiffin, everybody at the, you know, involved in this program. And, you know, it's just scary. But you know, Corey was just getting going on his Ole Miss career and was excited about that. And there was a, you know, large outpouring of support for him and in memory of him. And, you know, as somebody who has a million Louisiana accounts on his Twitter feed from you know, where I've worked in the past, this is never something you want to go through or see anywhere. At any school, at any area, at any level. And it's unfortunate. You know, I remember where I was when Wade Sims Jr. was shot and killed at LSU. And you know, just was another guy who was just considered such a shining light out there for the Tigers. And he was lost too early. And I woke up Saturday morning and, you know, had pre-scheduled a couple things for Rebel Grove. And then I saw a tweet and you know, Coach Fuse in Louisiana had put it out, and I was just shocked. You know, you always hope that something's not true, something like that, like maybe a different name or something, but it was. And so rest in peace, Corey Adams. Thoughts and prayers just sent to his family, his friends, his coaches, everybody at Ole Miss that knew him and was involved, and Edna Carr in New Orleans. And, you know, you just hope that, you know, people can find some justice at some point as well. And hopefully the healing process is quick, but it'll never be easy for everybody involved. So kind of something that I wanted to talk a little bit about, but don't want to make the show about. But this is something that you never, ever want to deal with, and you never want to see, you never want to hear about. And so just sending our thoughts to everybody in Corey's corner and, you know, the Ole Miss side of things as well. So this is just not something I'd ever think that I would be going through and following again, you know, on a beat, but here we are. So we'll update you guys on the site as we hear things. I know they were, you know, doing a press conference and everything Monday afternoon and kind of updating on where things stood with that. But it's an active investigation, and they are still looking for a suspect in this shooting. So I know that's just awful. So I hope that, you know, we can kind of bring the mood up a little bit on the rest of the podcast, because it was a good week in recruiting for Ole Miss, and it looks like it'll continue to be a good week this week. And you know, we'll track it as best we can, and hopefully everybody gets answers here soon. So with that, do you want to move on to what we wanted to talk about here today before the tragic tragic shooting over the weekend? But Ole Miss did land a commitment from four-star safety Craig Tutt on Friday. Before we get to that, I do want to remind you guys that we are presented by our friends at Riverland Roofing. Text or call Riverland Roofing today for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Really excited about everything we have going on with Billy Landis and Riverland Roofing. Some really exciting gaming episodes with current Rebels, some recruits, and some things that are on, you know, the agenda for us to get going. And so as football season approaches, we're looking forward to rolling those out. But Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Again, Ole Miss did land four-star safety Craig Tutt, one of the longer commitment ceremonies, I will say, that I have watched in a minute. But Craig Tutt gives Ole Miss one of the best defensive backs in the entire country committed to the Rebels now. If you watched on Zoom, if you somehow stumbled upon that, you did hear Wes Neighbors, Ole Miss safeties coach, you know, giving a let's go to the news that Craig Tutt had committed right there at the end. So always funny to kind of hear some of that. That's the second straight safety commit that Wes Neighbors made an appearance on. But look, this is a huge commitment for Ole Miss. If you're watching on YouTube, you see somebody that gets it done in every single phase on the defensive side. He also was, you know, incredibly productive as a running back out there for Oakland High School in Murfreesboro, one of the best programs. I mean, I think at producing talent in the country, one of the best high school programs in Tennessee, if not the best. And this is just the latest blue chip prospect to, you know, end up going to the SEC from the program. I remember covering Jacoby Matthews years ago, and he was, you know, a key player for LSU. These Oakland players are really prepared to go to the next level. And that's what I think is most exciting about Craig Tutt. But I'll tell you the other piece as you watch him take a handoff about 70 yards or so on YouTube. But he has that ability to play corner or safety. And frankly, talking with a couple of Ole Miss sources after the big recruiting win, and it's just wild kind of how you know, you could be talking about recruiting at one point and, you know, things like that. And then the next day you're, you know, this is, you know, you're dealing with what you're dealing with on the Corey Adams front. It's just a crazy sign of how life changes in the blink of an eye. But, you know, Craig Tutt is somebody that they love at corner or safety, and frankly could end up playing corner right away. And it is a player that has, I think, the playmaking ability to do both. And truthfully, corner is probably one of the most difficult positions on the football field to scout if you are a college coach, because there are corners that end up being better safeties / free safeties or playing nickel. You have safeties that end up growing into linebacker. You have linebackers that, you know, somehow stay skinny enough to play safety, and you have wide receivers who could end up being better corners. So it's all over the place. There are a lot of high-end athletes that end up having plenty of success at the corner position and or safety position when they play both sides of the ball, when they're able to make plays no matter the setting. And that's what Craig Tutt does. He's not your 6'2 defensive back. He's probably right below 6 foot. And I've had that kind of verified. He's about 5'11 and a half, but he's built really well. I think he's a terrific land for Ole Miss. You know, Charles Power, Rivals National Director of Scouting and Rankings. If you are a subscriber to rebelgrove.com, we posted his scouting report on Craig Tutt on the website. And you could just tell he loves what he sees from Craig Tutt. And when you're Ole Miss and you need a player who can really shore up the secondary for years to come, this is what Craig Tutt is. And I haven't even mentioned that he committed to Ole Miss over Auburn and Tennessee, and you pull him out of the state of Tennessee. And obviously you just lost a recruiting battle on Kamari Blair, but man, getting Craig Tutt, even though he's not in the trenches, makes up for that in such a big way. So this was a huge pickup for Ole Miss to get Craig Tutt. It really helped flex their recruiting, muscles with getting him. And they, you know, are thrilled to have him. And now they're not done at the position. They are still looking for one more addition in the secondary. This is more of a true safety, but he did just announce his formal plans to make his commitment on Friday. He was originally supposed to be July 18th, but did opt to push things back. And that is NASCAR McCoy. And not only is NASCAR McCoy a part of the all-name team, he is a really intriguing safety prospect out of Buford High School in the state of Georgia. Again, one of the top programs that is really run like a college football program, quite frankly, but he is really somebody that is more of a high upside take. They like the upside of NASCAR McCoy. He isn't necessarily as productive as you'd like and consistent as you'd like at this moment, but his flashes are so fun to watch, and that's what's kept Ole Miss recruiting him and keeping him on their board and recruiting him hard when, quite frankly, at other programs, he's not necessarily been the highest guy on other colleges' boards, and he's fallen down on a couple of them. But Ole Miss likes the upside here. They think that if they can get him on board, which, hey, July 25th on Friday, 6 to 10 p.m. is something else. This is a prospect that they want to get on board and then develop, because he plays at basically a college program. And some kids do go to these places and they are, you know, very good, very intriguing players, but they don't necessarily always show it, because sometimes they're surrounded by other great players that end up making plays. And they also have, you know, other things that are kind of impacting them from a standpoint of there is so much talent. They may get rotated. They may do this. They may do that. That doesn't mean that every kid coming out of these programs are going to be what you want them to be at the college level. But from a mindset, most of them are at least wired the way that you want them to be, that they're going to be consistent, because otherwise they could go to a smaller high school. They could go to a not as productive high school in terms of producing top talent, and they could go and take the easy route. Instead, they go and play places that really have incredible amounts of talent around them, and it makes it a more competitive environment. And I've kind of seen that a little bit on Ole Miss's side of things, where they do get some of these players out of these big time high schools, and they like that because most of those kids want to be pros and they want to be around the best players they can be. So NASCAR is a really interesting evaluation from the standpoint of, he doesn't necessarily check the highest ranked boxes. He's not Craig Tutt right now on just about any recruiting service, but he is a really high upside player that if he does meet his potential, we'll look back on this one and say, okay, he got over scouted. College scouting services got overexposed to him. At the same time, some colleges have slid him down their boards a little bit, but the tools were there. And that's what I think Ole Miss is excited about, is the tools. And then if they can get him to buy into their program, they'll feel really good about maybe how things turn out if he reaches that potential. So he is set to announce his decision sometime between 6 and 10 p.m. Eastern time on Friday night, a big recruiting party being held in the Atlanta area, and somebody that Ole Miss would love to get across the finish line here. So keep an eye on NASCAR McCoy as things get closer to Friday night. Right now, we do have the Rebels as a leader, which would give them a really well-rounded safety and defensive backhaul in this 2026 recruiting class that does sit inside the top 20 nationally of recruiting classes. So some more good news on the horizon when it comes to the recruiting side of things, but also fall camp getting closer and closer. We're just over a week away from report date, so we're looking forward to giving you guys the latest on the Rebels as they report for fall camp. Make sure you subscribe to rebelgrove.com for just $1 for your first week. We've had a bunch of people sign up since July 1st, part of this new On3 Rivals network that has more recruiting analysts, has more depth, talent across the network, and we're excited to share that with you at rebelgrove.com. So make sure you give us a shot. Again, just $1 for 7 days. So with that, guys, we are going to wrap the me side of things, and we're going to go to our interview with Mr. SEC Tony Barnhart. But before we do want to shout out Riverland Roofing just one more time, 662-644-4297. Reach them. And then as well, want to shout out our friends at Status Jet. StatusJet.com. Make sure you reach out to them today and start planning some of those road trips for the Ole Miss football season. There are some hard-to-get-to places like a Lexington, an Athens. Those are some really good trips to take if you're an Ole Miss fan, and do it in style with our friends at Status Jet. Mention the Ole Miss podcast, Talk of Champions, however you want to say it, Billy Embody, Ben Garrett, Rebel Grove. They will get you hooked up with a discount on a round-trip flight. So it's worth reaching out. Just have the conversation. And there is no credit line. There's no huge fee you have to put down or anything like that. You can do it as a one-time trip. And right now, there's no better time to be flying private. So make sure you reach out to Status Jet today. And without any further ado, we go to our interview with Mr. SEC, Tony Barnhart. Enjoy.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome back to Talk of Champions. Really excited to be joined now by Mr. SEC, Tony Barnhart. Thanks for stopping by and giving us some time on a busy week.
Well, this is fun. It's good to be with you. See all my friends at Oxford. I love going to Oxford. And
it's tough to beat, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah. And this book I'm working on right now, just all-time memories. And one of the all-time memories was a call that I got from my friend Archie Manning in 2003 saying, Tony, I'm having a little tailgate for the LSU-Ole Miss game, only to decide the Western Division Championship. Won't you come join us? I said, Archie, I would love to do that. And it was a great day, great game. LSU won, but and went on to win the national championship.
You've seen so much Ole Miss to be in this position that it's in with Lane Kiffin, 3-10 win seasons the last 4 years.
Ole Miss fans. We just had Alyssa Lang, right before.
Right.
And she said, it was such a disappointment for some fans that they didn't win the national championship with what they had. And that right there is just such a sign of where this program has come.
Right, because Ole Miss was really tagged as one of those programs who could build up, have a good year, then drop down. Yep. Build up, have a good year, then drop down. 3 10-win seasons in a row. There are people who didn't think that was possible at Ole Miss, mm-hmm. given the way the competitiveness of the league. But that's why I think Lane Kiffin's done an incredible job. Now, new quarterback. Let's see how it goes. And got to go to Athens.
Yep.
All those things. And so we'll see. I think he's done a marvelous job.
He's done it his own way. He's certainly a unique individual.
Yeah, that's unique. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
that's
unique. Good. I mean, he is, and he's been able to have success and do it his own way. He's found a place, I think, that has allowed him to be himself, and it has worked as well.
Exactly. Well, he's always going to have quarterbacks and wide receivers. Yes. Well, he always have the linemen that he needs to run the program. He's handled the transfer portal better than most.
Yeah.
But to me, they'll always have the fact that he had probably had the best receiver room in the country last year, lose some of those guys, but they still feel good about where they are. So it's going to be, but you know what? You still got to win the big games, and they found a way to do that last year.
Yeah, they did. I think that was a big piece for them getting over that hump, winning a game against Georgia.
Yep.
In Oxford, of course, they'll have quite the task going to Athens, but by then, both teams, they'll have settled in with whatever mm-hmm. quarterback.
Yep.
Georgia, who knows? Gunnar Stockton looks to be poised to take over, but will he thrive? Austin Simmons, yep. poised to take over. Will he thrive?
Right.
Those are some huge questions over the course of this SEC season that is really all about so much change at quarterback.
And really, Austin Simmons can't be Jackson Dart, okay?
No,
there's only one Jackson Dart, set all the – records, but I've heard nothing but talent. Left-handed kid, I've heard he's very talented, so I'm looking forward to seeing him. Same thing with Gunnar Stockton. Nick Saban told me a long time ago, he said, you want to know who your starting quarterback is? Go in the locker room. Locker room will tell you who the starting quarterback is, and that's the way it is in Georgia. Those guys have got his back. They are not going to let him fail. And Georgia's got, to me, has much bigger problems than what's going to happen at quarterback. Georgia's not had a 1,000-yard rusher since 2019.
That's crazy.
They were next to last in the SEC and running the ball. That's not Georgia. You can't do that. And particularly now with Gunnar Stockton as your quarterback, you can't ask Gunnar Stockton to throw for 300 yards. That's not who he is. You've got to be able to run the ball. Now, they've addressed that. They've addressed the weakness of wide receiver through the transfer portal. So let's see how it turns out. But they've got to be able to run the ball better.
Who are some of your favorites in the SEC this season? You can make a case for anybody, I feel like, but
yeah, because this year is going to be like last year. Last year, there were a lot of really good teams in the SEC. There weren't any. I didn't think any great teams. I think this year will be a whole lot that like that. No great teams, but I think from a talent standpoint, I think it's Texas and Georgia have the most talent. The gap then goes down to Alabama. I think Alabama is going to bounce back in a big way. Now, they got to go to Athens, but, we shall see. A team I really like is LSU. He's put that right, talking Coach Brian Kelly. I mean, I talked to him in Destin. He said, this may be the best roster I've had. I said, you mean the best roster you've had ever? He said, yeah. He said, we've got what we want offensively. He's got an NFL quarterback that passed for 4,000 yards. And so they feel good about it. But I will hasten to point out, they got to go to Clemson to open the season, and that will be interesting.
Do you think that not the Clemson game itself for Brian Kelly, but the season with the talent and investments that they made in the roster, you get Blake Baker back again.
Yep.
All of these pieces are back in a big way, right, as well as the additions. If they don't get to Atlanta, I know it's not as big of a deal to get to Atlanta anymore, but at least you got to break through.
Right. Yeah. You got to have a sign that things are moving in the right direction. And offensively, they have been.
Yeah.
It's just that 2 years ago, they weren't bad on offense. They were awful on offense. Defense, excuse me.
Yeah.
And they have got to get better on the defense, because you don't win championships in this league and have a bad defense. They just, you can't score enough points. There's no way to do it. So this is a big year. I think they'll do well. Well, the standard now is either getting to Atlanta or getting to the playoffs. If you get to Atlanta, you're going to probably be in the playoffs. Yep. So they you know, when with 12 teams, like one of my Alabama friends said, if there are 12 teams in the playoff, 12, and we're not one of them, that's a, Alabama expects, their expectation is to make the playoffs every single year, and some of those years they'll be the best team in the playoff.
Yeah, exactly. That's where, you know, some of the, you know, Tennessee getting in, that was big for that fan base, you know. Yeah. It didn't go well by any means, but that's where the playoff changes potentially some of the fan expectations. Some of these changes around college football, what have you made of where we're at as a sport?
Well, I first of all, I love the 12-team playoff.
I do too.
I love it so much I want to go to 16 in 2026. I think it's great for the game. It makes more games in November relevant. Because think about all the teams that could say, right, 12 teams? Hey, we're still in it. You're telling me? And but you can't lose games down the stretch. And so I like it. I think it adds a lot to the game. Now the next big debate we're going to have is 8 versus 9. And I think that's a big debate, and debate we should have. And of course, nobody asked me, but they should go to 9. So.
Yeah, I think the 9 games, you know, you could take off for many SEC teams that mid-November FCS or whatever game is tossed in there. And it just makes the schedule matter a little bit more. It gives the fans a better schedule to plan for as well.
Right. And I think that will happen. I think that this I'm glad they went in and fixed the seeding part of it, because they messed that up completely. At least they corrected that. And here's the thing about the playoff that's so neat. Before you had the playoff, you'd play in the Orange Bowl and win the Orange Bowl, and they'd bring up this big old bowl of oranges, and and Holly Rowe would say something nice about you, and then that was it.
Yeah.
Okay. That was it. Now you win the Orange Bowl. Not only do you get all of that, but you get to keep playing.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it fun. I think it's been a great boon for college football. I just hope we can get the Big Ten out of the wilderness and get this other thing done and get the 5-11 format done.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll leave you with this. You got any early picks for the national championship?
I like
or a Final Four.
I like Texas.
Yeah,
I like Texas. I like Georgia. Kirby Smart's in an interesting place this year with his program. They are very, very young. He mentioned yesterday that 54% of his players were either in their first or second year. That's a very young football team. But what he did not say is they're really, really talented.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that – and all the tough games are now in Athens after they were all on the road last year. So I think they're going to be a very, very hungry football team. We'll see. You know, in the rest of the country, I'm told that Penn State is going to finally figure it out and finally get it right. And so I think that's with Drew Allar at quarterback, Aller. I think they'll be good. And so, but other than that, I would not be shocked again that we have an SEC Big Ten championship game. Yeah. So
awesome. Well, it was great visiting with you. We appreciate you and all your knowledge that you brought. So,
well, say hello to all my friends in Oxford.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the Arch Manning mania around here gets going. I'm sure Archie's very proud, and I'm sure you've had some conversations with him on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so thanks for stopping by. Tony Barnhart, Mr. SEC, everyone.
You bet.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.